This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We have confirmation this morning that a huge pharmaceutical merger is off. Pfizer of New York wanted to combine with Allergan of Ireland in a $160 billion deal. Among the things that Pfizer was after was Allergan's Irish street address to lower its U.S. taxes in a maneuver known as an inversion. But the U.S. government just clamped down on these. Marketplace regular and Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan has written extensively about these inversions. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Now, you are vividly on the record as believing that U.S. companies that renounce their U.S. corporate citizenship for tax purposes are doing a bad thing.
The problem I have is that these companies want to stay in the United States, benefit from our markets. They just don't want to pay tax for it. So they go through this bogus but legal transaction to minimize the tax they pay in the United States. They end up wildly overpaying for a foreign company that they need to do this deal with.
So the new rules come out, and this is significant this time?
It's temporary because there is no way to stop this without Congress doing something.
All right. So if permanent change is what you're looking for, that may have to come from higher powers. Maybe the companies who don't like these new rules from this week need to just wait it out. There'll be a new Congress in a few months.
Who knows? Congress right now is doing nothing, which from the point of view of these companies, who I call corporate deserters because I'm not polite, for these companies, nothing out of Congress is perfect.
The new rules for this week went quite far.
Right. Well, they went very far. Not only did they knock out the Pfizer deal, but it also did something very, very important. It said that if you're a U.S. company taken over legitimately by a foreign company, it makes it much, much harder to strip earnings out of the United States into a lower tax place. That's huge if it holds up.
If it holds up. But you're saying there's a lot of rules here and there may be loopholes?
Who knows if someone's going to go running to court saying that the Treasury Secretary has exceeded his authority. There are 355 pages of this stuff. And that gives you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of places where somebody can find loopholes.
Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large for ProPublica. Alan, good to talk to you.
My pleasure, David.